I feel like I've answered a lot of questions this week.
John, what's the impact of having a guy like Rob Gronkowski with his presence on the field?
Well, he's a dynamic player. He's a needs a ton to our offense. He really has since he got to our team. And it's always great when he's out there. So we definitely, we'll have to find different ways to get other people the ball if he's not. But, you know, obviously we're all hoping he's, as healthy as he can be, ready to go.
You talk so much about trust. What is your level of trust?
Well, as high as there could ever be with any player. I've played with him for a long time. I've thrown him a lot of footballs. He knows exactly what to do. He knows where to expect the ball, when to expect it, and he's just a tremendous player for our team.
John, how are you feeling, and how's the hand after a couple days of practice?
I'm doing better. Been good to be out there, obviously, and participate in the way that I have. So again, I don't think I'm quite where I want to be, but hopefully we can get there in a few days. So just trying to really stay with my routine and not deviate much from what I normally do. I know there's obviously a lot of other obligations, commitments for us as players, but for me, it's all football. It's all, just getting my body feeling good every day and watching a lot of tape and meeting with our teammates and us all really being on the same page. So, yeah, they sent it to me, a few weeks ago, and it just has this bioceramic technology in it that's, great for recovery. I wear it when I sleep, so obviously to have it on your feet or hands or socks or things like that are really important. As athletes, for me, obviously my hands are very important, so, the better it could feel, the better it's, that's the way that I want to be when I'm out there. Bill always reminds us of when we don't score. We're trying to score every time we take the field. There's a little caveat to that, in my opinion. In 2007, it was our first drive of the game. It just happened to be the first play of the first or second play of the second quarter. But it was the first time we touched it. It was the third time we touched the ball. First time we touched the ball. So, we did score when we got, But you're right. I'd love to score 21 points in the first quarter if we can. Obviously, this defense can make it really tough for us.
What have you seen stories that because of the success of the Patriots as other teams, people are rooting against them? Does it matter to you that?
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting because we've been on both sides of that. I remember 2001. We were very much the underdogs. No one really expected much of us. We approached the game, we were very determined. But I would say we're still very determined. I don't think that necessarily goes away because, we played well over a period of time. There's only, there's 30 teams that are watching this weekend, and there's two that are playing. There's only one that's going to be happy at the end of this weekend, and it takes a lot to win this game. For us, it's gone down to the last play almost every time. We're playing against a great football team who's played great all season, dynamic in all phases of the game. So I know there's probably a lot of the country, those 30 other cities are obviously not rooting for us, but, that's okay. I think that's just the way sports are and sports in our country, and I think that's just the way it's going to be. Yeah, absolutely. There's obviously a lot of emotions every time you take the field, and sometimes it's nerves, sometimes you're a little anxious. You're just trying to emotionally get to the point where you need to be emotional but focused and really determined to do your job at the highest level. I don't think you can ever let your focus, shift into a relaxation mode or take a play off. I think it's pedal to the metal for 60 minutes, and in this case, it's a longer game than we played all season. It's just the timeouts are longer, the halftime's longer, the pregame's longer, the day is longer. And we have to be able to sustain that over a long day. So we're conditioned to play football. I know that. We've been playing for many months. The season's over in 3 days for all of us. But, you know, it's the most important game of the year, and we have to be prepared to go as long as it takes.
How does the longer halftime impact you guys? Are you able to make more adjustments than you would in a football game? Is it a change? Is it, how different is it?
Yeah, it's a bit of an adjustment. You know, I think just dealing with the extra time, it's, you know, definitely something we don't do, you know, except for once a year if you're lucky enough to be in this game. So just try to deal with what we got. Obviously, time to make corrections, time to maybe just regroup. Depending on how the first half went, it's a good opportunity for you to really understand where you're at, what you need to do, and how you need to approach the second half. That's a great question, Karen. You know, I just am, you know, I love playing the sport, and I love the competition. I've loved competition since I was young, and to play at the highest level in the NFL and to play for such a great team and organization, I mean, I'm always going to play to win, and you know, I don't expect anything else other than that when we take the field. I know we don't win every game, you know, and it's those losses always hurt, especially in this game. But you're trying to win every time you take the field, and you try with everything you got. And a lot of times I tell our team, whatever it takes, you know, whatever it takes, you know, don't ever let up. Don't ever let your mind drift to a place where you lose, you know, a certain level of belief. Because I believe that until the clock runs out, it's never over. And I've had a lot of those situations in my career, and anything can happen. I mean, we've been down 11 with 2 minutes left. We've, you know, been down obviously last year in this game by a big margin. You don't want to be in those positions, but if you are, you got to play to the end. And, you know, it takes a lot of great plays to win, and I'm sure we're going to need to make a lot of great plays. Almost every play is going to have to be a great play for our team if we're going to win this week. But I'm out there trying to win for as long as I'm playing this game. This thing's killing me. How do you adjust that? Yeah, I'm leaning forward like I'm. How do I bring it closer to this here? Oh, thank you. How about that? Hold on one sec. Let me to adjust it up. Ta-da. How's that? All right. I mean, they're a tremendous team. They're good in all three areas of the defense. The D-line is the best we faced all year. They've got 8 guys who can play. They're deep. They all play. They play hard. They rush. They play the run. I mean, they're first ranked in the league in the run defense. They strip sack the quarterback. They've had touches, you know, that D-line has touchdowns, you know, scored this year. The linebackers are athletic, experienced. They diagnose everything. You know, incredible safety in Malcolm Jenkins, one of the best safeties in the league. McLeod's a great player in the middle of the field. Very competitive corners who challenge, you know, every throw. So there's not going to be an easy yard to be gained. And I think we all have to have the mentality we're going to have to work for it. Everybody has to play well. This isn't a game where, you know, we can have one group that's not really playing as well as they're capable. So we've been very focused this week. I think there's been, you know, great intention with what we're trying to do. Every walkthrough, every practice. But, I mean, they're going to have some things that we're not expecting. We're going to have to be able to adjust. And it's one of those games where there's time to adjust. But every possession is going to be critical. And, you know, it's going to come down to, you know, the execution, as it always does, Ian. If you're in a position to win at the end, you got to take advantage of it. And, you know, if you don't, then, you know, it's going to be a pretty crappy Sunday. Yep. Well, you know, again, I think the pass is a pass for us. And, you know, there's good experiences to learn from those things, especially the guys that have been involved in a lot of those games. But I don't think any of us are thinking about, you know, what's happened in the past or, You know, those other teams, I mean, those other teams are great teams that have won. You know, this team, we're trying to be one of those teams. And it's a different team this year than it was last year. That's where the challenges are. I think we played really, you know, solid football for most of the year. And, you know, this game, we're going to have to play our best game of the year. It's not, you know, they're not going to give us anything. This is the team that makes you earn everything. They're extremely well coached. You know, they're good in all three phases of the game. And, you know, we're going to have to be at our best if we can, you know, go out there and try to win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, the ones I won or lost? They all are unique in my own memory. The ones that we lost, obviously, are very painful. It's, you know, you put a lot into it. And, you know, when it doesn't go well, and, you know, you wake up the next day and you're thinking it was a nightmare. And, you're thinking, man, that really happened. And, those are what I remember from those two losses. And the wins are just, you know, there's incredible joy. It's a great accomplishment. And, you know, I'm hoping we can play well enough to go out and beat a great football team this weekend. Yeah, they're not going to tire out. I don't think those guys haven't tired out all season. They've got enough depth at that position to rush hard on every play. And I think what they do a good job offensively is they force you to, you know, they score a lot of points. They've been ahead in a lot of games. And when they're ahead, they can play their style on offense, and obviously they can play their style on defense. So when you're behind in games, you feel like, you know, man, we really got to get back in this game. You know, we need to throw the ball more. We need to, you know, really score quickly. And that's really when they tee off, because they got, you know, dynamic rushers and the inside on the outside. They've got speed. They got power. They got ball awareness when they get in the back of the pocket. So, you know, they challenge you in every way. And that's tough for any offense when they have dynamic pass rushers. But, you know, that's what we're dealing with. And we're going to have to do the best we can. Thank you. Well, I love everything about Super Bowl week. This is all, you know, it's all great. It's, you know, you put things in perspective, you could be doing a lot of other things, but there's nothing as good as what we're doing here. This is what we work for. This is what we, you know, everyone's goal is at the beginning of the year to be working on this week. So, I don't think there's anything that I dislike about this week. Absolutely. Yeah, this is, you know, as big as it gets. And it's just a lot of experience. I think what it comes down to is a lot of times doing it and, you know, being comfortable with, you know, the things you have to say. And I think I'm there at this point in my career. Yeah, the cameras aren't too bad. I don't. Yeah, but it's going to be most fun when I get out there and play on the field. That's what I enjoy the most is. Even practicing, I love being out. We had practice today, practice yesterday. I mean, I love being out there on the field. I love working on things with my teammates. I think all these football environments are very comfortable for me because I'm just so used to doing them for so many years. The routine's pretty solid. You know, I think that I know what I need to do. Maybe different than some things last year, maybe things that have maybe evolved a little bit this season, but it's a lot of preparation. I don't think you ever take your foot off the gas pedal, so the physical preparation goes down a little bit. I think the mental preparation goes up, and I think you're trying to find the place where you need to be mentally, emotionally, physically, so that you can be at your peak, you know, when the game kicks off, so. I don't think you want to expend a lot of energy. I don't think you want to overcommit yourself. At least I don't. I just want to get ready to play a football game. No, I need rest. Absolutely. Rest is when you get a lot of your recovery. It allows you to feel really good for the next day. So, it's just time in the room and watching film and getting the rest when I can, but also, you know, watching film with my teammates and, you know, evaluating our plan and trying to tweak things as we always do, meeting with my coaches, watching film with them and trying to really understand the biggest challenge we're going to face. And, we're facing a team that's, again, has great rush, great coverage, great scheme, well coached. There's nothing that's going to be easy. And I think we have to have that mindset as we go into the week. You know, he's been working hard at it since he got injured. And, you know, we're all hoping for the best when guys face those injuries. No one likes to see those are part of the game, but, Rob's worked really hard. He worked hard this week. He's really worked hard all year. And, I've known Rob since he got in the league and watched him grow as a person, as a player, as a teammate. And he's just an incredible guy. And, I just love my experience playing with him. He's got a spirit about him that's really unmatched that no one can really duplicate. It's very authentic to who he is. And when he's out there playing for our team, he's, you know, he's a great force. And, it's great for all of us when he's out there playing at his top level. Yeah. Well, a lot of those combine drills, I can definitely do them better than when I used to, but none of them, the funny thing is none of them really relate to at least what my job is. Being a quarterback is more than running, you know, cone drills and, you know, vertical jump. Other positions probably a little more critical to judge some of those things. And I know everyone's looking for ways to compare other players to others, but quarterback position is very unique. And, I still work hard at my training and, always trying to work on my speed, always trying to work on my agility, my movement in the pocket, protecting the football, my mechanics. Everything that allow me to be confident when I'm out there on the field and do whatever the coach has asked me to do.
When you were at Michigan and at Penn State, late in that game when you were down on the court,
yep.
It was like 3rd and 2 or something, and you guys didn't get the play call in, and you just stood there and let the clock run out because clearly at 3rd and 8, so what? 3rd and 2, most quarterbacks would call a timeout.
Yeah.
What led you to think that? Where did you learn that? Have you ever done it now?
Yeah, that was an interesting play because we were getting low on timeouts and I knew we were behind. We would probably need the timeout. So I let the clock run out and, took the penalty instead of calling the timeout. And then we ended up picking up the 3rd and 7. So it made that decision a good decision. Had we not picked it up, the game might have been a little bit different, but it was just an instinct I had and coaches were cool with it. And I'm glad we picked it up.
What is it about your running back, specifically, Deion Lewis and James White, that makes you want to do?
Those two guys, I was with them today, I was telling them how, you know, I've been around a lot of players, and those two have been, you know, as good as they come at that running back position. I mean, they're both dynamic runners, great with the ball in their hands. I mean, Deion Lewis has had an incredible season, and, you know, been with him for a long time and watched him grow and mature as a player and as an athlete, and we trust him so much to do everything. I mean, he gets the ball a lot. We want the ball in his hands a lot. I mean, obviously he's a kickoff returner. So that tells you a lot about how the team feels about him and trusts him. I mean, and James White is, you know, just, I always say he's like one of your oldest children, you know, they just never do anything wrong. And I mean, he's just a great, great guy and a great player, great attitude, great teammate. Just, I can't say enough good things about James, what he's meant to this team. You know, Rex, Mike, Brandon Bolden. That's really been a position of strength for us this year. All those guys are capable of playing and producing, and not all of them can play at one time. That's not the way the running back position works. But whenever their numbers have been called, they all come through. And I think that's, you know, one of the great attributes of our team, and really proud of those guys. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, same way. I mean, he's been such a professional in his attitude since coming in. I just knew from the first day I met him that he was ready for business. And for a young player, and Brandon's only in his 4th year, his professionalism is really what stood out to me, which is very unique because I've been around a lot of guys who never really figure it out. By the time they figure it out, they're not able to play anymore. But Brandon puts the work in after practice, does whatever drills he needs to do in order to, you know, be at his best, things he wants to work on. Always asks me, hey, can we work on these plays? Can we work on these routes? And, you know, I love doing that with all the receivers. And, you know, Brandon's been a guy that I just love working with. Yep.
Say the great ones make it look so easy. Is it just as challenging today as it's always been?
Absolutely. I think it is. And I think those situations, when you're in those situations, the confidence, you know, just comes from the trust in your teammates, the belief that they're going to be able to be capable of doing the job that they're asked to do. So confidence in the line that they can block, confidence in the plays that are coming in that we've run, we've practiced, we have a lot of belief in, confidence in the receivers that they can get open and they know what I'm expecting. So, you know, that's a great belief in each other. And I think that really speaks to, you know, how we approach those situations. And, you know, hopefully we're not in one of those situations. I'd love for us to be ahead late in one of these games. And, but whatever it takes, you know, we got to get the job done if we're out there and we're asked to go out there and win the game, come from behind.
Are there any situations in life where your timing is not good? I mean, have you ever burnt microwave popcorn or something, you know?
Yeah. My wife would probably say there's a lot of things that I screw up at home, so my timing is way off with her. But she lets me know when it is, so probably like most husbands. But I'm definitely not a chef or anything, and I probably burn everything and done a lot of that in my day. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you again. Of course I do. Good to see you.
Good to see you again.
Welcome back. Now you come to our turf.
I remember. How do you think about this experience in Japan?
Yeah.
It
was a great experience. I love being in Tokyo. It was my second time in my life. First, I was 12 years old, and I was playing baseball. And then to go back this year, and I had the best stay. I had my son with me, and it was just the sumo was an experience that I could never imagine doing, and it was incredible. To be able to experience that. And I love my time in Japan. I love my time in Tokyo. And hopefully I can go back there again soon. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Nice to see you. Do I get nervous? Yeah, absolutely. I get nervous. I get anxious. I get excited. It's probably a combination of those things. We put a lot of time and energy into it. There's a lot of build up to the game, obviously. There's a lot of us talking about doing things. But ultimately, you want to go out there and play. And that's what we're here for. Ultimately, we're here. It's an event, but we're here to play. And we're all excited when we get out there and we have the opportunity to go out there and see if we can go accomplish a great goal. So it's a big test for us, a big challenge, but we'll be excited and ready to do it when we get our chance. Sorry? Wow, it was a great experience for our team. And you know, we played Denver, and then we stayed out in Colorado and practiced as a team, which was really a great trip for us. And then to go play Mexico City was incredible. What a great stadium. The fans were incredible. I mean, I just loved it. And the fact that we played really well, executed really well, it made for a great flight home. So it was a great experience, and hopefully I'll get a chance to go back and play Mexico someday. I know it won't be next year. Yeah, it's great. I mean, I didn't think I was going to get married for a long time. And, you know, to have three kids now and a 10-year-old boy who's my oldest, and he'll be here, and he's coming on Saturday with my wife and my other two. And just knowing they're here is very special, knowing that they can understand really what's going on and having this part of their growing up. I think it's very special for me. Hopefully it's special for them. They'll probably let me know when they're a little bit older, but this is just really great for me to have everyone here. My parents are coming, all my sisters, my brother-in-laws, my nieces, my nephews. It's going to be a fun time.
Hola.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. I think we worked at it quite a bit. I think we were definitely had some opportunities down the field, and we took advantage of it. I think there were more out there than we actually hit. So I think that's going to be part of the off-season evaluation is trying to get better at that, even, you know, make it even more of a strength. But you're right, it helped us a lot, definitely in different situations. And if you can gain chunks of yards like that, it relieves a lot of pressure from a lot of other areas of the game. So it's like the home run ball in baseball, you know. You hit a big play. I mean, it does a lot for the team. And it's a big momentum shift. But also, you don't have to drive the ball as long. I mean, you don't have to make third downs if you hit a 50, 60-yarder. So I don't know if they're going to give us any of those this week. They're pretty good against those types of plays. But, you know, if the opportunity comes up, we have to take advantage and we have to make the play if that's, you know, where that particular area of the field is not covered.
Tom, how are you?
How are you?
What does it feel to have Josue Fiesta back? Your thoughts on having Josue Fiesta back?
Have you talked to him yet? Is he around here today?
He's right there. He's ready for a Fiesta on Sunday.
He is? Well, good. Well, that makes me happy then. He's a big weapon for us. He's a guy that's always shows up with a great attitude. He's just an incredible player, and you know, hopefully he can go out there and play his best game of the year.
What does it mean for you when in other sports you're compared to a Messi, a Pelé, a Jordan, to be put Tom Brady's name with those great athletes of all time? What does it mean for Tom Brady?
Well, I don't know. I don't think about those things very often. And those guys are the guys that are older, like Jordan, Montana. Those are guys I always looked up to growing up. I mean, I loved all sports. And, you know, I'm just fortunate to be able to keep playing at my age. I think Messi's a little younger than me. He's an incredible player, incredible talent. And I'm just very blessed. I really am. I love the sport. I try to work hard at it. I try to do things the right way. I have a great support system that allows me to do the thing I love to do. So, you know, I'm very blessed.
Tiger says he's like a YouTube dad and his kids can't see him win nowadays. What does it mean to you and your kids? They grew up and they know what the game is all about. That fire in you that has to do with the Brady family.
Yeah, those kids see it. And, you know, I'm glad they get a chance to see it. It's a real pleasure for me to have them there and them excited and watch the game. My 10-year-old's really into it. My 8-year-old boy, not so much. And my 5-year-old girl is my little cheerleader. So they all have their different personalities. And it's just great to have them here watching and being a part of this. And this is an incredible event. I mean, I grew up loving watching these games. And to be able to play in them and have the experience to play in them like I have is, you know, nothing I could ever dreamed of. Yeah.
What would you tell all those fans that sometimes everybody thinks of the U.S., but you know what it is? Brazil, the NFL's grown huge.
Yeah.
Exactly, man, that you're Tom Brady as those fans. A message.
Yeah. Well, I love the fans of Mexico, the fans of Brazil, all the fans in Latin American countries that have supported us. I've been to a lot of those countries over the years and love my experience going. And, you know, I look forward to going back. It's always a warm welcome. This year was incredible being in Mexico City and playing in Stadium Azteca. And we played a really good game down there, but it was a great experience. And I remember a lot of those things. Those games are very special because they're very different. And they bring different things out in you. And I remember the post-game press conference down there. It was, you know, I'll never forget it. So it was as great as it was for them to watch us play, it was great for me to be there playing and to have those memories for me also.
Gracias, Tomás. Buena suerte el
domingo. Muchas gracias.
We came from Honduras. What do you think about Honduras fans here from Costa Rica, from radio location? What do you think about it?
Yeah, I've never been to Honduras, but if it's anything like Costa Rica, I'm sure I would love it. I mean, we spent... More beautiful than Costa Rica. Costa Rica is pretty beautiful, but I bet Honduras is very beautiful too. It's great to be over there. How are the waves in Honduras? Is there a lot of good surfing?
Yeah, good beaches in Roatan.
Yeah.
And Caribbean, pretty cool
weather. Yeah, beautiful. I know, I need some warm weather. It's been freezing in Boston for the last 2 months, and then to come here, I need some warm weather. So my sister-in-law is getting married in Costa Rica next weekend. So that's where we're going.
You are invited in Honduras.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For the football fans in Germany, what are you doing the last hours before the Super Bowl? Just chilling?
Yeah, I'm pretty much, I'm trying to get a little rest because I know it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long game.
Okay.
But I think you're just getting worked up, and you're getting worked up into a position because you're going to go out and you're going to play the biggest game of the year. So there's a little bit of calmness, but there's also an energy that's building. And then by the time you get on the bus and you start heading to the stadium, I mean, you're pretty much revved up, ready to go. And we'll probably leave for the stadium about 1 o'clock, and we're going to be ready to go. It's going to be – yeah, I always listen to music. Favorite song. I got probably different artists and different playlists for, you know, anything that really gets me going. So I said the other day, Jay-Z and Coldplay, U2, Pearl Jam. Those are probably my favorites.
Yeah.
I think it's been good. I haven't left much. Dave, what's it like being at the mall? Neither am I. But this is, you know, this is something to do in Minnesota. So, I've been here one other time, long time ago, and, you know, it's great to be here, even though I'm not really walking around the malls, I'll tell you that.
Tom, what's your favorite Jay-Z song? You said you listen to
Jay-Z? I do. I love Jay-Z.
Am I putting you on the spot?
I know. No, he's got so many great songs. Let's see. That's pretty good. The one on the Black Album, The Interlude, which I always run out to, is one of my favorites. I think it's titled Interlude,
uh-huh.
And yeah, it's pretty great. Always gets me fired up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can you explain what changes for you on Sunday? Like, when you see highlights of yourself on the sideline, is it like an out-of-body experience? Are you two different people?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think I just play with a lot of emotion, and I know how to compartmentalize. I know when I need to be an emotional high. I know when I need to be really balanced and poised. And I think you just go, you know, in and out of those things. But when I'm excited, I'm excited. I think on Sunday, that's, you're going to know it. And, I mean, how can you not be as excited as ever playing in a game like this? There's, you know, everybody's watching. You're playing for the championship. You worked hard to get to this point. And, you know, you never know if you're going to get back again. So you relish these experiences. You take it in. But you understand why we're here, too. You know, this is, again, a big event. There's a lot to do. But ultimately, this is about us playing a football game and playing the best game of the year if we can.
Hey, Chan, Justin Timberlake was talking about your golf game. What's up, man? Who's a better golfer?
I think he's a better golfer. But he's got a lot more time to work on it. But he's a really good golfer. And, yeah, we played golf a few times together. I like Justin a lot. I think, yeah, and I think those moments, you know, there's an approach that I take, and it served me well. I mean, when you're losing late in the game, I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? You're already losing, you know? I think in some ways I'm more relaxed when we're losing because if you don't do anything, you already know what the outcome's going to be. So I always look at it as, you know, a great opportunity. And I think, man, if we come back and win this, this is what people are going to remember. This is what people are going to really want to see. And so I'm very comfortable if we're behind. I'd prefer not to be behind. I'd prefer to be ahead, but that's not the way these games go. And, you know, you just think back of all the experiences where you've been behind, whether it's been in college, pro level, could be any game. I mean, I remember a lot of them. And you just rely on those experiences to try to give you confidence that you can go out and execute really well. I think it comes from my teammates and my coaches. That's what it comes from. There's a belief in that I have in them, that we can come back and score points and win the game, that I know that our coaches are going to put us in a great position to succeed. So my confidence comes from those guys. Thank you. Yeah. again, football is a game of emotion, and I don't think you can, you know, sleepwalk through a game. You'll get your butt kicked. So I think you've got to bring it. You've got to be excited. You've got to match energies. And the great part about the Super Bowl is everyone's fired up. I mean, the crowd's fired up. You know, everyone who's watching is excited to watch it. There's a different level of intensity that goes with this game. Some of the hardest hits I've seen, you know, are in this game. You play as hard as you can, and you do whatever it takes that, you know, to win the game.
Tom, I covered the Packers, and I was listening to your interview with Jim Gray on a Monday night back in December.
Yep.
And in your interview, you're coming off the loss, you said, this is an emotional game. You said it about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Referees say that. They say, when you're down on that field, it gets out of hand early.
Yeah.
But I covered the Packers, Aaron, Art Starr, they always talk about the quarterback's got to be composed.
Yep. Yeah. Well, probably always. I mean, I think that emotion has always been a part of, you know, my play style. And, you know, I want to try to get the best out of my teammates. So however I need to challenge them. And again, I think I'm a positive, you know, leader. I love positive reinforcement for the players. I think they know when I'm a little bit, you know, pissed off at things. But that's okay. I mean, I think we're all trying to get the job done the right way. But as naturally as a quarterback, you're the one in the huddle. You're the one calling plays. They're looking at you. And I think it's very easy to see when you look at a quarterback. You have to know that the guys are looking at you and that they believe that you're the one to lead them. And when you have that feeling, it's a great feeling. Because they're just looking for the direction. You know, what play are we going to call? What, any reminders for me? Where do I need to be? And, you know, I think that's the quarterback's responsibility. And I think there's emotion that plays a part of that. I absolutely think there's poise and composure that is a big part of that. But I think, you know, for me, it ebbs and flows a little bit. And there's times for me to be more composed. I think there's times for me to be a little bit more fired up. And, you know, that's a gauge. I think there's a gauge in me that's trying to always figure those things out. So I'll be fired up Sunday. I already know that. And hopefully I'll have the poise and composure needed, which if I'm a little too fired up, maybe I'll try to bring myself back down to more of a level that I need to be. But I don't think emotion is going to be a problem in this game. Sure. Yeah, thank you to all the Canadian fans who are going to be watching this weekend. And thank you for your support. And I hope cheer loud, stay warm. And hopefully we can go out and make you proud. Thank you. Yeah. In these games, yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've had a moment like that. You know, that's pretty legendary that Joe would see that. But Joe was pretty legendary, so... Yeah, no, I'm pretty focused out there, and, you know, I understand what we need to do, and hopefully, you know, we can go out and do it. Yeah. Well, I think the Eagles do a great job because they're physical, they've got a great understanding of awareness and recognition of players. They have good matchups. They have guys who are certainly not overwhelmed by any challenge they face. Malcolm's in there a lot. You know, McLeod's in there a lot. Corey Graham plays a lot. I mean, those are all good players. And they take care of the middle part of the field along with the linebackers, who I have a lot of respect for. And you don't have time to stand back there and figure a lot of things out. So what you see, you just got to try to cut it loose. And, you know, usually if Gronk's open, he gets it. And, you know, we always try to get the ball to him. But there's a lot of other guys you try to get the ball to as well. And good offense is about spreading the ball around to everybody. You know, I believe that when I'm really at best as a quarterback is when I feel like I have all 5 options available. And I can sort through what I see on defense, where I feel like the ball should go. And when you have confidence in all the guys you're out there with, then you spread it around great, and it makes it very tough to defend. If they're playing the pass, you can hand it off and run it and gain yards. If they're tight inside, you run it outside. If they're outside, you run it inside. If they're guarding you short, you throw it deep. If they're deep, you throw it short. And it's a game of chess, and you go back and forth all day. And the goal is to move the ball down the field and score points. And when you're on the same page with all your skill guys and the line's blocking good, I think you can really take control of the game on offense and really set the tone for our team. So I'm hoping we have a great day offensively. It's, you know, the biggest test of the year. I think we're playing the best defense we faced all season. I mean, they're as good as any defense I think I've faced. They're dynamic. They turn the ball over, and you can't relax for one play. So, you know, hopefully we can go meet the challenge.
Tom, what did you learn?
Well, I learned I don't want to be down 25 points. I know that. We don't want to be in that position, and that's too much to overcome. But, you know, we got to do whatever we got to do to win the game, and I think we've got to be really focused. It's a different team. It's different, you know, situations we'll be in, different defenses, different strengths on both teams, and we have to go out and meet the challenge. Yeah. You know, I really don't think about those things very often. It's just, you know, I'm still in the middle of it, so it's, I always say it's like a marathon, you know, and, you know, at mile 23 of the 26-mile marathon, you're not thinking about, man, what are those 23 miles like? You're just trying to finish. You know, you're trying to get through 24, 25, 26. And, you know, that's how I feel. I mean, I'm still in the middle of my career. I'm definitely closer to the end than I am the beginning. But, you know, I love this experience of playing in this game. Been fortunate to be here, and hopefully we can go out and play the best game of the year. That's all I've been thinking about this week. Yeah. Sure, Gronk is just a dominant player. He's always finds a way to have space. He's tall, he's fast, he's quick, he's got incredible hands. I mean, look at the guy. I mean, it's pretty nice to throw to guys like that. So I've been lucky to be his teammate for a long time, and he's a great friend. I mean, he'll be a friend for life, and proud of him and everything that he's accomplished and what he's overcome. His mental and physical toughness has been a great attribute for him, and you know, I'm hoping he goes out and plays a great game. Well, I think it's going to be about who plays the best, and it's execution, and it's, you know, we're still a lot of preparation leading up to that, to the game, and I'm hoping we can use it well, and I'm hoping we can, you know, go out and play the best game we played all season. So. It's great. I mean, I love being here. I'd rather be here than anywhere else. Preparing for a Super Bowl. So I'm very lucky to be here. I'm excited for our team. And, again, hopefully we can go out and play our best game and close the season with a win. So thank you guys. Appreciate it. Go Blue, baby.